growing green-on-blue attacks in Afghanistan. On Monday, two more U.S. soldiers were killed in eastern Lahman province, yet again by an Afghan soldier. He was identified as Wilayat Khan. American and Afghan soldiers were busy checking cars in a checkpoint when Khan pulled out his gun and turned it on U.S. troops, killing two of them. He himself was also shot dead in return fire. To this U.S. military man, it's a new tactic of the militants.
That's all it is. It's a new tactic in which they are trying to render some effects.
But there is not only one reason.
We found out was that most of those cases were not insurgent-linked. They were clearly personal grievances or stress situations or battle fatigue.
These two deaths have brought the overall number of green-on-blue attacks to 42 this year so far. It's a sharp increase from last year. About 31 troops were killed during the whole 2011 in such attacks. 24 of them were American. It's a disturbing development for the U.S. military here. Green-on-blue attacks have also further strained the relations between Kabul and Washington. In his recent trip to Kabul, Martin Dump said the U.S. top officer has pushed President Karzai to tackle this challenge immediately. And right after his visit, Karzai ordered to revise Afghan military recruitment process.
We are going to change the recruitment of people as policemen and soldiers to avoid these attacks.
Attacks on NATO forces by their Afghan colleagues have jumped when the copies of Holy Quran were burnt in Bagram Air Base by a group of American soldiers. It has angered Afghans very much. Afghan forces killed six American soldiers at that time, and since then, all what foreign troops want is to have very limited contacts with Afghan forces. Americans now give military trainings to Afghans, even with toy weapons, a sign of growing mistrust. So green-on-blue attacks have greatly damaged the trust between foreign troops and Afghans, and this low level of trust has prompted U.S. generals to order all U.S.-led forces here to carry fully loaded magazine and their weapons even inside their bases in response to these shootings. They're also now spying on Afghan forces to identify potential attackers. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.